All right. Well, I hope everyone obviously is safe, you know, and with families back in Jacksonville. That's our major concern. And then, you know, obviously today, you know, for a lot of us, or really should be for all of us, is, you know, 9/11. So it's, you know, it's another moment to take a step back and think about, you know, all those first responders, the people in the towers. And obviously it affects me a lot because one of my teammates was in the tower. Another friend of mine growing up was a fireman that passed in it. So, you know, our prayers go out to those families as well. So, you know, you can open it up and ask any questions about the game or what you may have.
All right. We'll start with Ryan from the TU.
Hey, Doug. With Allen Robinson being out, how big of a blow is this your offense? How much confidence do you have in Marquise and Allen Hurst to step up?
Well, obviously, we have confidence in Marquise and Allen to step up, and obviously to sit here and say, hey, it doesn't hurt, you know, the next man up type thing. You know, we all understand that in our, you know, in our profession. But, you know, what I think about is how hard A-Rob has worked and how much he's put in, and I know how, you know, what type of year he wanted to have. And, you know, I think that's the thing that gets me as a coach more than anything. When you watch a player that's done everything that you've asked him to do and was really set up for a great year, and, you know, to sustain an injury, you know, it's obviously a blow.
If you guys are waiting to ask a question, if you could just keep your phone on mute for the sound. We'll go to Mike Duraco and then Mark Long.
Already, or is that too soon?
I can't. You're breaking up, I guess.
Was it a complete tear for Allen, ACL, and does he have surgery scheduled soon?
I think as of right now, it's a torn ACL, and again, you know, we'll see exactly when we'll there'll be announcements or surgery or anything of that nature.
Thanks, D-Rock. All right, Mike, or Mark, sorry.
Oh, ouch. Hey, Doug, what's the last 24 hours been like in terms of players and coaches and staff trying to keep tabs on everything back here in Jacksonville?
I think it's, you know, it's obviously very difficult. You know, we understand, you know, you're looking at the news and, you know, we're on our computers and looking at the stuff that's being posted online and, you know, trying to make sure that we check on family. So, you know, operationally from that end, it's always a challenge. But, again, that's where all our resources are put right now, making sure, you know, that the safety, you know, for the people that are back in Jacksonville. I think that as far as, you know, how people handle it, I think everyone handles it differently. But overall, we're just trying to create the best support group or net that we can do, you know, in communication between, you know, the people that we have here and the people that are back in Jacksonville.
And Doug, was the initial hope to come back today and then the storm surge and whatnot, airports made it tomorrow absolutely have to be the deadline or have to be the day?
Well, I just think the first thing we're going to look at is what gives us the, you know, obviously safety first, you know, in anything that we do. So, you know, I think, you know, from my understanding is obviously the airport remains closed. So therefore, if the airport remains closed, you know, obviously it's a safety issue, and we're not going to put anything or try to force anything or try to get back or try to do that. I think, you know, the one thing that I have been impressed with, I think, is, again, you know, our operations people. It hasn't caused any issues with us. You know, today was a normal day from a standpoint of a scheduling for the players, not a normal day in what's going on. And also from a game planning perspective, you know, we were, you know, forward thinking, bringing everything along with us. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, the surroundings are a little bit different, but, you know, we're getting the work accomplished.
All right, we'll go to John Reed. Go ahead.
Can I go?
Yeah, go ahead, Mark. Go ahead, Mark.
How did you end up at the YMCA? And I guess broadcast said something about along the lines of Bill O'Brien, and you had a conversation last week, and Bill offered you guys their facility and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, along the lines, we were looking, you know, again, just forward thinking. Hey, what can potentially happen? So we just looked. Obviously, we look for things that are close to the hotel for the players, you know. So the YMCA was large enough to take our team. You know, obviously, Coach O'Brien had offered, hey, whatever we need. But, you know, when I looked at, you know, their schedule and knew that they were playing on Thursday. I knew it was going to be a hectic day for them and trying to get ready for a game on Thursday. You know, I just thought it was very – it was easier for us to make arrangements on our own and, you know, not be a distraction, you know, for ourselves, you know, being there.
Thanks, Mark. All right, we'll go to John Reed and then Mike Kay. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Coach. The way your offensive line played yesterday, I mean, the physical play, can you talk about that? I mean, I know that there are, you know, you didn't really know who your starting left guard was going to be. It was leading up to like about 2 days before the game, but it looked like they really came out and played physical, and that's something you talked about a whole lot since training camp. Can you talk about their effort?
Yes, I was very happy, you know, obviously with the effort. I was happy with, you know, the physicality of how they were going after it. I think that, you know, I wish I would have known what that magic potion was earlier in training camp. Because I think, you know.
All right, how are you?
I'm good. I'm fine. I wish I would have known that earlier in training camp. I think that, you know, now I think, you know, the level expectation of how they're going to play is going to be challenged each week. And I think that's a good thing. I think when they go out and show that they can do this, then obviously it's something that, you know, not only the coaches expect, but the players, their teammates, and obviously the people that support the program.
Thanks, John. We'll go to Mike Kay.
Hey, Doug. Clayus obviously has been a leader throughout the offseason, but as a former player, how much does it mean to a team when they see a leader like that step up on the field the way he did and really prove how good he is as well?
You know, I think that stuff is important, but I think more importantly, one of the things that kind of, you know, that caught me was when I was on the bus yesterday, waiting, and Calais was coming up, and he's getting on the bus. I said, you know, hey, that's one hell of a day you had today. And he said, you know, I couldn't have done it without, you know, the people on the back end with their coverage. You know, and I think that probably says more about it than anything else. And I think that, you know, the one thing about how we want to go about our business is to know that, hey, if one person's successful in doing something, you know, that means that there had to be 10 other people around him doing a hell of a job. And I think Calais is, you know, you talk about leadership and team and things of that nature. I think that says everything about that right there. And that's something that we talk to our players about, you know, today. A lot of the credit's going to go to the defensive line. You know, and what they did, and they played hard, and they really played physical. They played hard, but you know, when you put the tape on and you look to see, you know, if the quarterback had, you know, easy options or quicker options to go to, you know, in the back end, and that's linebackers and our secondary did a pretty good job, you know, making him hold that football, you know, long enough for us to get to him.
All right, Mike, I know you got another one. If you guys remember, please keep your phone on mute if you're not asking a question. Go ahead, Mike.
Everybody talks about Arelli's been special teams prowess, but what does he bring to this team as a wide receiver now that he might have to get a few more snaps on offense?
Yeah, I think, you know, Aurelius, obviously, it's you know, he's done an excellent job for us in special teams, and he's someone that we think, you know, we can use and put in the game and play. Again, he's a smart player. He can play different positions, which is going to be important for us as we move forward. And he can give us value. You know, we didn't keep him on a team just specifically just for special teams. Obviously, you saw yesterday he was in the game. He had the reception, you know, the nice catch. So, you know, he's someone that we feel we can put in there and get production with.
All right, we'll go to Sam Kavaris and then back to Ryan O'Halloran. Go ahead, Sam.
Doug, can you take us through what last night was like on the buses back to the hotel? And in some weird way, since, you know, this was a road game, you had to stay there because of our situation. Is there some sort of closer bonding that may have happened with this team winning on the road and then kind of enduring what's going on at home altogether?
Well, I think, you know, there's obviously some of that. I think that, you know, we were able – I know for me personally, I'm always looking for that. And, you know, I've seen some of that probably building up to the game, meaning, you know, the closeness of the team. I think you still don't know until you actually start playing. But at least from my standpoint, you know, I thought that they were communicating with the coaches very well on the sideline. I thought they were communicating with each other and supporting each other, which I think is extremely important. I think that, you know, being here now, I think obviously we're together, you know, more than we would be on a normal day. I think all those types of things can help, you know, from a team standpoint, team building or whatever the best word is to call it. But, you know, I think as far as, you know, last night, I think that we were, we were tired. You know, the bus wasn't loud. It was, I think that the players kind of left it all on the field. They played extremely hard. That showed up in the film. They played with a lot of emotion. They played very physical. And I think that, you know, when you play those types of games and you're finished, you know, you have to leave it all out there. And I think that was represented on the bus ride. It always brings me back to, you know, what Wayne Gretzky would say, that, you know, when they first lost the cup, you know, the first time, I believe it was to the Islanders, you know, he walked by the dressing room. The Islanders had just won a Stanley Cup, and they really weren't saying anything. You know, and it's because they put all that hard work and everything into it. And, you know, obviously they were excited, but it wasn't what he thought it would be. And I think when teams go out there and they lay it on the line and they play extremely hard and they put everything into it, and it's a physical game against a very challenging opponent, you know, I think our players were, you know, where they should be. They should be tired. They should be mentally drained. They just, you know, put 60 minutes of, you know, what they feel is trying to put out the best football that they can put out.
All right, we'll go Ryan and then Gene.
Doug, Jason Myers, a missed field goal, missed extra point yesterday on film. Was there anything with the operation that may have caused that? And if not, how concerned are you with that spot right now?
Well, I think that, one, as far as the operation of time and everything, I thought Matt probably had his best game, Matt Overton, our snapper. So, you know, he played, you know, I know people say, well, shoot, all he has to do is snap, but having played that position, it's a difficult position. He did an excellent job. I thought, you know, the first one, you can say, hey, there's a flash. It might, you know, that possibly, you know, they got a good jump or whatever, but it shouldn't be to a nature where we should miss that. And then to answer your question about concerning, I think it's always concerning when someone, you know, doesn't do something that they've done consistently for you in practice and when you go out there on the field. So, you know, obviously there's a concern, there's concerns about every player that doesn't do, you know, their job and what they're told to do. So, you know, that's how I feel right now.
All right, Gene, go ahead.
Doug, Paz had only 8 snaps in the game yesterday, which for him is obviously easily a career low. But afterwards, he seemed as happy as anybody in the locker room and about the whole atmosphere. Just talk about, you know, a veteran being able to kind of put your ego in check there, and moving forward, do you foresee this kind of snap count as being pretty much an anomaly, that the more likely to get 4 or 5 times more snaps in some games?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the things is again, that's the snaps on the defensive side, and he's given us some really good snaps from a special team standpoint. And I think, Gene, that's where his role, you know, has you know, come together a little bit more, where when he was on the field all the time, you know, we weren't seeing him on the special team. So, you know, the overall snap count, he's really helping us on both. I think what it's going to come down to, obviously outside of just injuries, is just going to be how people play us and how we feel we need to play, you know, what personnel that we have on the field. You know, last night was a game that, you know, they had gone to 11 personnel. The tight ends went out early for them, you know, or that were going in and out. So I think that reduced the amount of personnel. And I can't speak for Houston, but I'm just assuming that. And in doing so, you know, obviously with the way we had our personnel set for this game, you know, then that created the low snap count. You know, that's not to say that we're not going to go into games and have him, you know, play a base package or have him play a package on our nickel. You know, that can increase, and that would be a week to week, and a lot of it's going to depend on, you know, how the other team plays us.
All right, last couple of questions, guys. We'll go to D-Rock and then Mark Long.
Doug Leonard, I think, had 29 touches yesterday. Were you concerned at all about that workload going in, considering, you know, he hadn't played in I think, just but one preseason game? And is this a typical workload we're going to see from him going forward, do you think?
Well, to answer the first question, you know, I think you're always concerned when you haven't been around a player, you know, in the NFL. And obviously that's a concern for all the rookies that play. You know, you really don't know the anxiety of the game or what's going to get to them or how they're going to react or, you know, there's just so many factors that go into it. So, you know, obviously you feel more comfortable as you see them play. So for me, you know, going forward, you know, I just think it's a matter of, you know, the production. I think as long as there's production there, as any player on our team, you continue to play. And, you know, if you can keep that production level up, you can play more and more. And I see that out of Leonard. So, you know, a lot of it's going to depend on, you know, how he goes from week to week, how he practices and how he plays. Because, you know, I think that takes a while to establish that with as far as, you know, the type of workload and things of that nature. But obviously, if someone's having results like that, you'd like to build upon that. But we feel, you know we have a 15-game season. We feel like we have, you know, two guys with Leonard and Chris that, you know, have given us a good, you know, solid, powerful backfield.
All right, we'll finish with Mark Long.
Yeah, Doug, I guess there have been preliminary discussions about potentially moving the game to Nashville this week. What have you heard about that, and how would that affect you guys for this week's prep and everything?
Well, I just said, you know, we'll take it step by step. You know, the first step right now is to make sure that our families are fine. The second step is to make sure that we can get back to Jacksonville where we're safe. The next step is, you know, where is the stadium at? You know, as far as, you know, where is our work going to be done? Then the next step, I would believe, is the stadium safe and things of that nature. So, you know, a lot of times, guys, you know, like I'll always say, hey, you guys need to talk to Tom and Dave. Just keep me informed because, you know, right now we're trying to get as much work as we possibly can, not knowing what the future, you know, may be. And that's just the truth. So, you know, the only thing I know is that, you know, people will be checking on the stadium. People will be checking on the fields. They're going to get back to us, you know, sometime today to just kind of give us a report to where everything's at. So, you know, we kind of get a little bit of a heads up or a feel of what we're coming back to, you know, when we come back to Jacksonville.
All right. Stay safe, guys. We'll send out a media schedule tomorrow. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, thanks.
Thank you.